RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Well, we're going to talk about the thief in night that steals some of your vision. When your eyes get old, a number of things happen. I mean, it's kind of like a bad joke. The lids sag, the lids droop outwards, the white conjunctiva turns a little yellowish, the pupil gets a little smaller, the cornea gets a ring that's from cholesterol in it, some people. The lens gets hazy, becoming a little bit of cataract, vitreous floaters, blood vessels narrow, and some macular changes. But many of these things are visible or perceived. I mean, you can tell if your vision's not so good, and then you pay attention and get it attended to. On the other hand, the one guy you don't know who's in the crowd is the thief at night. And it doesn't have to be. Glaucoma does not have to be, because it can be recognized, even if we don't recognize it ourselves. And there's several major factors. It's thought to be a disease of high pressure. Oh, my pressures are 25, 26. It's terrible. I hear you can go blind. Well, that's possible, especially unattended. But not everybody 25 or 26 is going to have glaucoma, because their cornea, when we measure the pressure, is just a little stiffer. The people who have low pressure can have a major problem if they have extremely low blood pressure at night. I can't say it enough. If you're on blood pressure medicine, or if you're a skinny older person, when you lie down at night, that blood pressure goes to 90 over 50. And from 12 to 2 in the morning is when your eye pressure is at its highest. So the eye is a bag of water. When that pressure is pushing, there's no place to expand except in the center of the optic nerve called the cup. And if you have elevated pressure without any pushback from your blood supply, you're going to knock out little peripheral nerve fibers. Now, you won't notice that in your central vision, because half of all your fibers come from that central 2% of your eye. So you won't notice the peripheral loss, and you won't notice the central part because you have so many fibers. So it's important to know, how did this start? Well, the Greeks understood it, and they called it glaucoma, which was blue eye. If you're born with congenital glaucoma, the kid will have a large cornea and a hazy blue-green eye. And if you were untreated, after a while, the cornea would give out because of the pressure and turn colors. But glaucoma actually comes in six different flavors. The usual flavor is called chronic open-angle or primary open-angle glaucoma. That the meshwork that drains the fluid from the eye gets clogged over the years, or the iris pushes forward. At any rate, when the iris is its own issue, when the meshwork gets plugged, the pressure slowly rises, creating a steady impression on the optic nerve's fibers. So it's open angle, open aperture, etc. Secondary glaucoma is when something else is happening that causes inflammatory cells or blood cells to do the plugging. So it's not what we would call idiopathic. It's actually due to the plugging of the angle. When the iris pushes forward, you narrow the angle, that's called narrow or acute narrow angle glaucoma. That is seen more often in Orientals, in far-sighted people, people with cataracts that push the iris forward. With a laser, putting a hole in the iris is the end of that problem. Other kinds of open-angle glaucoma are pigmentary and pseudo-exfoliation, where stuff from either the lens or the iris plugs the angle. And then there's steroid-induced glaucoma. Using nose drops, whether it's nasocort, fluorocort, or taking cortisone inhalers for glaucoma, for asthma, are going to raise the pressure. I mean, just take the case of a lady who comes in and she's got this tangled web of problems. She's got asthma and eye pressure. Well, she's taking an inhaler with steroids for the asthma, and then the doctor gives her a beta blocker for the glaucoma, which raises the asthma effect. It increases the asthma. So you get more steroid, then you get more beta blocker. The moral story start in the beginning, do other things perhaps for the asthma, and certainly do a different medication. If you have chronic open-angle glaucoma, you don't know it until you're tested. So periodic eye exams are important. If you have a family history, you do it earlier. But by age 40, it's wise to get your eyes checked because of risk assessment. Do you have any of the major things going on? Certainly if you're diabetic, an annual exam is important. But getting tested means that we can look at the benchmarks and you can follow this disease and it doesn't have to be damaging and it certainly doesn't have to make people go blind. The ways you treat chronic open-angle glaucoma or primary open-angle glaucoma, which is the common type, is historically with eye drops. But there are options. You can have laser therapy, which is about 50% effective. Well, the advantage is it takes 5 minutes. Maybe you have an irritation and red eye and blurry vision for 4 to 6 hours, maybe not even that. And you can possibly get off drops or be better controlled on the drop you do take. If you have cataract surgery, because you had a cataract, a glaucoma specialist can put in something called an eye stent, the little letter I, where they put a little filter tube in while they're there, which is going to lower your pressure. Might as well be in the neighborhood, fix two things at once. So you have drops, you have laser, and then there's specific glaucoma surgeries that are effective. We historically, as doctors and patients, use eye drops. And we do it because it's less invasive. But if one were 40 years old, you may want to say, why not do a shot at removing the problem altogether, either with laser or surgery, and be done with the whole problem? At any rate, we will still tend to use drops first. Of all the drops tested in an article I reviewed last week, the ones that are most effective are the ones used at night that end up with an AN or TAN, Xalatan, Travitan, Latanoprost, which doesn't end in a TAN, or Lumigan. So they are the most effective and as a single drop to lower pressure. Then comes a couple beta blockers. Beta blockers cause less redness, can be taken any time of the day, and are certainly more innocuous in the short run. There are multiple other drops, and they may work differently in different people. It's important to lie down, close your eye when you administer an eye drop. That way you put it exactly in the corner, you open the eye, the drop infuses, you trap the dry by closing the eye. You get your maximum effectiveness. You can even rub the excess on the lashes. But the moral of the story is, if you don't get the eye exam, if you don't know anything about it, if you haven't heard it in your community or in your family, there's not much you're going to know about. So it's worth looking for this thief at night because he is detected and he can be put away, whether it's drops, laser, surgery, and just your thoughtfulness, meditation, magnesium, ginkgo. There are many ways to look at it. My book called The Eye Care Revolution looks at both sides, east and west, of all of the medical diseases, including glaucoma. Well, I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening, staying alert, being a medical detective, and managing these things with us. There are some universal rules, and we need to figure them out together. Stay well and see well.